Hello guys. It is 7/1/2019. It's just me. And this topic is just gonna be about depression. This morning I woke up depressed because honestly, life is a fucking hamster wheel. You're going to hear some noises in the background, and I'm sorry. I woke up this morning depressed because life is a fucking hamster wheel. You get up in the morning, go to school, go to work, go do everything over and over and over and over and over and over again. Just for money. Yeah. Life is exciting sometimes, but you know, it's all boring. And it comes down to the why, like, what's the point in life when you're just living the hamster wheel over and over and over again? And that's why some people kill themselves, is because they can't handle the hamster wheel. I get it. Because I don't like the hamster wheel. I can't stand it, but I have to deal with it because, because I have family that cares and stuff. Yeah, some people don't have a family. Some people don't have what I have. Some people have more than me, but you know what? I don't care because in the end, we're all the same. We're all in the hamster wheel. Would you like to join? No? Life is a fucking hamster wheel. Depression. They say depression's imbalanced hormone. Or not hormone. Imbalanced chemical. Well, bullshit. You're fucking stressed. That's what I call it. You're fucking stressed. You had enough and you get depressed because you don't want to fucking deal with it. That's the real cause of it. It's because you build up so much stress. Where does it go? Nowhere. And you get depressed because you can't get rid of the cycle that you're in. You just go through and over and over and over again. Do you ever get out of it? No. You get out of it some certain ways, but you just get right back into it another one. And it's the same cycle over and over again. For an example, you go through a bad home life, you get out of it, now you're living a different cycle. I'm 19 years old. My birthday is the 7th of this month. I don't have a whole lot of experience with depression or suicide. But I've been there. I've wanted to kill myself. I wanted to so many times. I looked at skyscrapers and was like, how do I get to the top and fall? I looked at those things. I've been depressed. Because I'm stressed. I hardly make enough money to go buy me the stuff I need. I am starving. And I mean that. And when I say I'm starving, I'm starving. But we have food, but do we eat it? Not all the time. We save the food because we don't like to eat. We don't eat.
I'm starving to death right now.
Well, you're making food, so.
I'm trying to make something. We don't have any food in this goddamn house.
Exactly. And that's literally what I'm talking about. Huh?
We have one meal. No. Yeah. We have one more meal after I make this.
See?
Complete meal. We're done. We're done.
We're starving. Yeah, we have food, but I don't know where it's going to come from. Honestly, I've thought about the deep and hard about depression. Probably not hard enough as some of you, but some people say life is what you make it. Yeah, you're right. But life is also a roller coaster. You go up. You keep going up. You stay high. You stay high for a very long time. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going. But there's always that crash. Could be 2 years. Could be a couple months. Could be a couple days. Could be a lifetime. Could be one little thing and it goes downhill. Could be one little comment. Be like, you're a piece of shit. And it all goes down. Why? Because it really got to you. Does it hurt? Fuck yeah, it hurts. But some people say, oh, don't let words get to you. How can you not let words, you can let words not get to you, but there's always those people that have a hard time letting it go. Some of us can't let it go, no matter how many times people tell us, oh, just let it go. No, we can't. Why? Because we get it in our head all the time. We can't not let it go. We have three animals. One cat, two dogs, and two turtles. We feed the turtles, the animals. We feed them all the time. They have plenty of food because they eat twice a day. Do I eat twice a day? No, I eat once a day, and that's lunch. Did I used to eat a lot more when I was at my parents? Fuck yeah. I ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Was it awesome? Yeah. Do I miss my parents? Yeah. I miss my parents, but, you know, you're just something you have to deal with. I've thought about suicide. And that goes back to the depression thing about can't handling it. Too much schooling. Parents always yelling at you. Taking care of a kid. Have to work. Worried about paying bills. All in the same week. Or every day you think about it. I wonder how I'm going to get my car fixed. I wonder how I'm going to pay my bill. I wonder if I'm going to get enough hours. I wonder if I can feed my kid. I wonder so many things. It's what people say. Some people don't worry about it because they make millions. Well, screw you. We need some help. Everybody needs help. Metaphorically, not physically. Everybody needs help once in a while. So we can get that solitude. Relaxation. I'll call it relaxation of somebody does care type of deal. Like somebody does care about me. Some people do help. Get that 1 month of not stressing. But it sucks because some people don't help. But then there's others that don't have a whole lot and love to give and they don't worry about it because they can give and they don't care where they're at. They could be fucking poor as shit and they still give to you. They still have fun. They still give you a couple bucks because they know exactly what it's like. Hard work sucks because all you do is in that hamster wheel unless you find a way to make it relaxing. You make it awesome. You make it what you want it. Do I like working? Kinda. I have my moments where I love it and I have my moments where I don't. I have my moments where I just want to stay home and fucking play video games all day. Everybody does. Everybody doesn't like certain things. Some people hate Trump. Some people love Trump. But you know what I love about him is because he's fucking honest. You don't get honesty nowadays because people are hiding behind their fucking computers, being punch of pussies, hiding behind their computers, talking shit. Okay. People make each other depressed. Some people worry about the government. when you get into the government, when you start talking about the government and politics and shit like that, realizing how fucked up this world is because it's all these things, too much taxes, rent, how everything's going fucking sky high, like, fuck. Inflation. When inflation keeps growing and growing and growing because nobody's paying that fucking tax debt. Is it tax debt? No. It's actually can be. The debt that we have. Dude, that's ridiculous. Some people actually get depressed over that shit because they want it gone so we can get better things. So we don't have to worry about money. In the end, things come down to happiness and oppression. You can be happy for so long. You can be happy as long as you want. But happy would not be happiness without depression or bad times. Good times wouldn't be good times without bad times. That's what life is. You're going in that circle. Money. Working. You can make your own list. And I'm pretty sure anybody can make their own list. Everything comes down to working, making that money to pay bills, taxes, wondering where your next meal is coming from, wondering where, hey, can I buy this? Can I get that? Will I get my car fixed? Well, everything comes around to the same thing, and everybody has the same shit. It's just on different levels. This sucks, man. Being depressed. And it doesn't go away. It stays and it sticks. And you wonder, how in the world can I get this out of my head? But you can't. It's stuck. It's stuck in your head. Maybe you're thinking about bad times that you went through. Maybe you're thinking about the molestation that you had. Maybe you're thinking about that one person calling you a piece of shit or a fat ass. Maybe you're thinking about certain bad things that happened to you in your past. And you can't get rid of it because it's a long time ago and it really sticked. Or it could be very recent. Or it could be a couple months, could be a couple weeks. Could have been yesterday. Or it could have been from the last 24 hours to the last fucking how long you were alive. We've always had, everybody's had bad things happen to them. And if you don't, if you've never had something bad happen to you, and you're still young, just wait. You'll be just like the rest of us, always going through the same cycle, just like the rest of us. Everything's the same. Another present goes by, nothing changes. We still get paid the same. Boss is a piece of shit. Wondering how you're going to pay that debt that you have from college because you never used your degree. You know what? I know somebody that is a college. I know somebody that's a high school dropout. And he is the most successful person that I know. No.
My sister's a high school dropout. Guess how successful she is. Sam, in there.
You want to explain where she's at?
Oh, I got food on the stove, babe.
Well, her sister is a model.
Is a model, a realtor. You just farted in again. Yeah. And there she goes.
Her sister is a realtor, a model, investor. She has plenty of money going in and coming out. Well, mainly coming in though, but do I have that? No, I don't. Do I struggle? Yes, I do. I'm trying to change my life. I'm trying to get that money. I'm trying to be able to not worry. And things take time. Yes, it does. Yeah, you probably think like this is going to take forever. You know what? Yes, it will. Because you're not going to do anything about it. Things only change unless you change it. Excuse me. That goes back to the depression. That goes back to the being depressed. You can only change it if it happens. No. Depressed and changing things are two different things. Trying to get out of depression's hard. But you know what? In the end, I don't know. In the end of everything I'm saying is life sucks. And only it's like that because of ups and downs. You're depressed. You're not depressed. You're happy. You're not happy. You good?
It hurts like
fuck. I bet it does. I live in a bad neighborhood.
That's your stupid cat's fault.
It's not my cat's fault. It is in the hood, I guess
your
you can call it.
My foot, and because of your cat, I burned myself.
It's not my problem.
It's your cat, though.
True. And it's doing its job. It's being annoying. Give me my cat. Don't throw it at me either. Can I have my cat?
No.
Can
it
I?
Bit my foot.
Hey, quit kicking me. Hey, quit being an asshole.
Well, your freaking cat bit my goddamn toe.
It doesn't like you. It's come to go get you.
No.
Love you. I saw this homeless couple today. You put her in the fucking bag?
Keep the goddamn cat in there.
She wrapped the cat in the blanket or a towel, and the cat's just in there. Where is she? I can't. Oh.
You bring that cat in here, I swear to God, I will not feed you.
I'll feed myself.
Make yourself some beans and rice then.
I will. Hey, Vivi, come here. I saw this homeless couple, and I felt sorry for them because they had a puppy. They didn't have a kid that I noticed, and they were walking around in a basket. They had a basket, and they were pushing it. The lady was pushing it. The man was having a hard time walking, and there was rain coming, and they looked exhausted. I don't know how they can do it. They're probably depressed more than anything. And probably the cure to being depressed is weed, drugs, hard drugs, alcohol. You know what? That's true. To escape the reality and the pain of everything that's going on. Depression causes you to, or can cause you to experiment drugs if you're in it long enough to the point where it drives you nuts and you want to escape it and you try everything. You literally go through fucking hell to get it out of you because you feel like it's a actual thing that you can try to get rid of. Like you feel like it's an actual thing. You want it gone in the next 5 seconds. You want it gone in the next 5 milliseconds. I understand because it feels like something you can grab, something you can hold on to, but you can't hold on to. Something you can't, you feel like you can look onto, but you can't look. It feels like something you can grab, but you can't grab. And that's what drives you nuts. It's because you wish you can get rid of it, but you can't get rid of it because it's not seeable. Does it suck? Yep. So, I wish you guys the best of luck if you have depression. Depression sucks. I understand. I am depressed. Does it suck? Yeah, it does. Do I want to get rid of it? Yes, I do. And I can change it by getting more income, paying for my bills, having money I can spend and have an excitement with. Have a little bit of excitement, go on an adventure or something. Go spend money. That's what I want. Will it happen? Only happen if you make it happen. But I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Whatever you want to call this. The topics that I rant about, talk about, because I have a little bit of experience about. Quit ruining my audio.
Ow! I'm fucking ass, shithead.
I wish you guys the best of luck if you have depression. If you do drugs, it's not my problem.
Be smart about it, at least. Don't get caught.
Yeah, don't get caught.
If you're gonna do it, don't do that shit like that.
And if you're thinking about suicide, don't do it. Don't be a pussy and choose the hard way out.
Text
the easy way. Huh?
Text you.
Text me. I literally saved my girl. This is another topic I'm going to talk about right now. Killing yourself. I saved 4 people and I couldn't save 2. I'm going to give you my recent one. My girl, Lily Valdez, went to school every single day and had people tell her, "You're fat. You're ugly. Go kill yourself." Every single day. You know what she did not realize? Is she is super strong. She went to school every single fucking day dealing with the same shit over and over and over and over again. Till the last day of school. People telling her that you are never going to amount to anything in your life. That you are a piece of shit. Telling her that she's every name in the fucking book. Every day. She had people tell her, "Go kill yourself." Every day. Does she do it? No. Because she is super fucking strong. She didn't realize it. She just listened to their comments and did not act on it. Was she depressed? Yeah, she was depressed. Does it suck when people say it all the time? Yeah?
You're lucky you met me after all my scars went away.
Yeah, I probably am lucky.
Because you wouldn't have met me then.
Probably. You were dealt bad cards. Some people are just naturally dealt bad cards.
My scars finally went away before I met you.
My cards were dealt completely different than yours. Did we have the same start in life? Yeah, we did. First 2 years of our life, me and her, we weren't together like first 1 to 3 years of each other's life. Her first 3 years was shit. My first 3 years was shit too. Cause after that, I had a great life. After hers, not so much.
Never had a great life.
Does she know how to deal with it? Yeah. I had another person. She had a bad home life. Her parents didn't fucking care about her. She came home, tried to figure out where her last bit of money was so she could go buy food. Her mom sat on her ass all the time, didn't care about her. Told her, go defend it for yourself. You're 15, go defend it for yourself. 15 years old. 15 to 16 years old. She had to go to defend herself. There's people that are 12. There's people that are super young defending for their own food.
There's a 4-year-old man in Guatemala going to defend for her own goddamn food.
Exactly. There's kids all over this world that are defending their life for some food.
They're taking care of there's a 4-year-old, and then there was a 3-year-old who's taking care of a baby. A 3-year-old.
Yeah. And most people do not realize, people do not realize what they have until it's taken away from them. That's so fucking true, because most people don't realize that they have a good life. Most people don't realize that, yeah, their shit sucks. But go to a fucking Africa, go to Guatemala, go to Cuba.
Go to Haiti.
Go to Haiti. They're going through shit. All those, or even more, are going through crap. Do they deal with it? Yeah, they deal with it. They went through it their whole life. They go through it all the time. It's natural for them. I know two people that I work with that came from Mexico. Do I applaud them? Yes, I do, because they worked their ass off getting that green card. They went to the United States when they were 13 years old. Do they have their green cards and passports and everything? Yeah, they do. Did they work hard for it? Yes, they do. I know people that are still waiting on a waiting list for 30 years. 30 years, and they've been in the United States. Did they get caught? No. Am I going to tell you guys who they are? No. Because I respect them. Because if you come to this place and you don't work hard, you don't work like everybody else, you don't pay, if you pay taxes, you work, you do have a house, you don't annoy everybody. You will go by the rules, just like every other United States citizen, American citizen. I applaud you. Welcome to the United States, because you are actually a working person. The United States was formed by immigrants.
Welcome to the crappy United States, motherfuckers.
Yeah, for real. Everybody has their own opinion about things. So everybody has their own vision about things. Some people have their own output, input. Everybody's different with certain things, but in the end, we're the same.
At the end of the day, we're all poor. We're all fucked up in the head. We're all depressed. We're all stressed. We're all alike.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us can be daddy's girls, some of us can be rich girls,
some of us can be gay, transgender. Some of us can be lesbian, bi, lesbian, gay, straight, whatever. We're all the same. We're literally made out of the same atoms, same fucking build cells. I think I said that right. I don't want to be. We're all built the same.
We're all
DNA. We all have the same DNA structure. Is it the same? No, because it's detailed.
Unless you're a twin.
Yeah. And then even a twin has little differences.
The fingerprints are different. That's as far as I can tell. Unlike your twin.
I don't have a twin.
You ate your twin.
Oh, yeah, true. I did have a twin. But I ate them before I came out. killing yourself. Don't be a pussy and choose the easy way out. Let me be honest. Don't be a pussy. I know plenty of people that thought about suicide. Yeah. My words are, don't be a fucking pussy.
Just live life.
Do you really think that you have it harder than people in fucking Africa? Do you really think that you have it harder than people next to you? Because you haven't talked to them? Do you really think that you have it harder than them? You have a home. You don't work. You get fed. Or you do eat.
Someone feeds you. You're not homeless.
Even if they don't feed you, you defend for yourself, you get food.
You have at least a way to kind of get food.
You have things more. You have clothes. Some people in Africa or other countries don't have clothes. Some people don't even have a house. Some people don't have light bulbs. Some people don't even have a structure.
Some people are living on the goddamn streets.
Exactly. At least you have a phone or electronical device that you are listening to this. At least you have these things. Because if you don't have these things, you're not listening. Because they have it harder than you.
And we have it easy as fuck.
Yeah, we are struggling, but you know what? We have it freaking easy.
Hey, asshole!
I threw a receipt at her. And I made it in the sink and almost hit her.
Goddamn shithead.
Tente narrento.
What the?
I don't know. I love you though. I love you. I love you.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. I love you. Vente narrento. All right, guys. Hope you guys have a good day. I enjoyed this. Like I said, and I will say it again, don't be a pussy. If you were listening to this and you were thinking about suicide, don't fucking do it. No matter if you just got divorced, lost everything in your life, you still have clothes, you still have your dog, you still have your cat, you still have your animal, and you still have your vehicle, and you still have your job. Or you just lost everything in your life, and your you still family. Had the family.
What if you lost your mom and dad? Huh?
If you literally have nothing, you are homeless. Even by then, homeless people have something. They make it do. Do they last forever? No, they don't.
There are shelters where I know plenty of people who've gone there.
Even if you go down, even if you lose something, there's always something to gain back.
Amen.
I know I said bye and everything already, but you always, always have something.
Yeah, you might not have fucking perfect family, perfect wife, but no one does.
The only person that is perfect is a person that you are religious. A person that thinks God is perfect, thinks everything is perfect, thinks this is perfect. You know what? I'm not perfect. The girl standing in front of me is not perfect. Do I love her? Yes, I fucking do. Because she's been there for me. There are people there for you. Yeah, true. Oh, thank you. Seriously, I was just about to fill up this water bottle, and she gave me her glass of water for me. That's literally awesome, because I don't have people like her that are not by blood help me out. I hope you guys like that two topics. I don't have anything else. I hope you guys like this topic. I am your everyday human being. I work 6 in the morning till whatever time I get off. I'm part of the working class. I am just like you, working for a dollar. I hope you guys have a good one. Good afternoon, fellow humans. And good night. Goodbye.